Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We would like to pay respect to their elders past and present and their multiple birth mums, especially with twins with disabilities.
This podcast contains truth, tears, laughter and the occasional F word. It's not suitable for children.
Okay, hello. Welcome to Two Peas in a Podcast.
Welcome, everybody.
Thanks for coming back.
Yep, I'm Kate.
And I'm Mandy. Episode six.
Six.
Ah, unbelievable.
Yep, unbelievable. We can't believe how many of you have been listening to us.
I know. We're nearly up to 600.
I know. Unbelievable.
Every day we see it, we're like, what?
I know. I'm just obsessed with seeing it tick over.
I know, me too. It's so great. So thank you and thanks for sharing. We had lots of feedback on our episode five, NICU special care, didn't we?
We did. We really, really did.
Yeah. So, you know, people were writing on our Facebook page, our Instagram.
Yeah. Messaging.
Yeah, messaging. So that was terrific.
Yeah. A lot of people have been through it.
Yeah.
And nobody really talks about it,
no,
I don't think.
No. And not, you know, and 14 years later.
Yeah. And we're still crying about it.
And as your husband said, like, you just remembered a lot. And we're like, yeah, we did.
Yeah. Yeah. I think sometimes trauma or really, really happy things really imprint on your mind.
Your muscle memory.
Yeah, and you sort of really remember it.
Yeah.
Whereas other things, like if you said to me, well, what did you do yesterday? I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, on a Monday people go, how was your weekend? And you're like,
I don't know.
No idea.
And something might have been, like, I went and saw Billy Joel. I mean, I didn't, but you'll be like, I don't know. What did I do?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yep.
Totally. But those things, it's your muscle memory.
Yeah,
I think that's what you'd say. So, Well, in singing, people say, think about your muscle memory. Like you can just remember parts. When I was in the barbershop chorus, they would say it's your muscle memory. Anyway, there you go.
It's like when you start driving and you just start driving to school and you're like, I'm not going to school. I'm going to the shops. Why did I just start driving this way?
How many times?
Can I remember the light? Yeah. Like, what did I just,
that happens
why
to me
that
too. I don't know. You just go into autopilot.
Yeah. Then you're like, no. Anyway.
So I just wanted to start tonight with the elephant in the room, in the podcast room, and that is the fact that I cannot pronounce Wurundjeri. And I feel so terrible about it. Every time I listen to it, I'm so embarrassed.
I don't know why you can't say it.
I can't say the woo and the run together. So yeah. Anyway, I might have to get some speech pathology for that.
Yeah, well.
I tried really hard.
Yeah.
So I thought I'm going to have to get some help with this. So I messaged my friend Safina, who I've known for a long time, and she's an Indigenous artist. Beautiful. And so I just messaged her and said, I'm really embarrassed and I really want to do a good job of this.
So important.
And I really am so proud that we do the Welcome to Country. So she sent back a recording of how to pronounce it. I'd just like to play it for you.
It's beautiful.
Because it's so beautiful. So just enjoy listening to Safina.
Wurrun Jerry. Think. Run and Jerry, like Tom and Jerry, they would always run. So, Wur, run, Jerry. You'll get it. Wurrun Jerry.
So that was so good. So thank you, Safina. I'm not sure if you're listening, but anyway, I'm going to get better at it, okay? Yeah, and my kids were teasing me. Oh, so bad. So anyway, I just thought I'd, you know, if you've all been listening thinking, come on, Mandy, get together. I know.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, there we go. Yeah, that was the elephant in the room.
That was.
For me anyway.
And it's, I haven't said anything.
I know. I know.
Listen each week to the slightly different pronunciation. Oh, welcome to country.
Oh, it's really embarrassing. Anyway. I'm embarrassed about myself.
Anyway, this week's pretty exciting because I think before you heard us talk, you probably heard our music.
Yay! Na, 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 na. So exciting. So, we have got a theme song.
Yep.
So, and that is written by my brother, Adam Ball.
Thank you, Adam Ball.
He's a composer. So you can find him on SoundCloud. And, I mean, how amazing to have a brother who composes music.
An original song.
Yeah. Here we are, episode 6 with our own song.
Yep.
And
our own logo.
Yay, new logo.
Not stolen off the internet.
No.
And so, I think, oh, my goodness, I can hear thundering around upstairs.
That's okay.
Sorry about that, people.
It's the children.
It is the children.
They live here.
They do live here.
That's why we're doing all this.
That is why we're doing all this. But, yeah, we got our little peas.
Yeah, we love it. So thank you to Kelly from Little Bit Creative.
It's so cute.
She's done our logos for our businesses. So,
she has.
And we're in a mother's group together. Her son was born on the same day as my twins.
Okay.
So when we got to the first mother's group, here's this beautiful big baby and there's my two tiny babies. How can they be born on the same day? But she's a graphic designer. Plus also you can follow her on Miss Poppet Samoid.
Miss Poppet
Little Miss Poppet on Instagram. Her amazing, she's got like 4 Samoid dogs in her house and she's just going great guns.
Wow.
But she's got time to make logos for us.
And they're so good. And we were like, we want headphones and a donut and glasses and hair. And she just came back each time.
Straight away.
I don't know. Gave me a lot of laughter.
We laughed a lot because all the options were hysterical. So, I mean, we're lucky to have people in our lives that kind of get us.
Yep, yeah.
And have given their talents. So.
Yeah, and we love them. We love the song and we love the logo.
We really do.
So thank you. It's so cute.
And so hopefully, soon we'll be on Apple, Spotify.
Yes, please.
Please. So that's coming.
Yeah, it is.
So it might already be. I don't know.
As soon as we're on there, you'll know.
Yeah, great.
Because we'll be shouting we'll tell everyone. From the rooftops.
People will be like, they're promoting themselves again.
Yep, we are. So that'll be good. So this week we've got a few shout outs because people were just so beautiful.
Yeah.
And thank you for putting your NICU special care nursery photos up on our Facebook.
That was precious.
It was so great. It made me cry a couple of times. I loved it. And also Gary. We told him we would give him another shout. So his podcast is
Not the Parent I Thought.
Yeah.
So I met Gary online. We're in this secret CP group and his son is in his mid-20s, has severe cerebral palsy.
Yep.
And, so Gary started his podcast maybe about two or three years ago. And, it's really quite profound. It's lots of different people being interviewed about not being the parent they thought they were going
to
be.
So we will get him on here, whether he ends up in Melbourne or we Skype it in or something.
Yeah, he lives in Queensland.
We will sort it out because we really have no clue, but other people will tell us how to do it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We've got a few people lined up, so we'll get that. Yeah.
We will get that
happening. It won't just be us all the time.
Well, it will, but there'll just be someone else here. Sorry, I will. So, Anyway, thank you, Gary, and thank you for being really supportive.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Yeah,
you've been lovely. I don't know you, but you've said some really nice
things. Yeah, he is a kind man.
Yeah. So today or tonight, whenever you're listening, we are going to talk about I Just Want a Healthy Baby. So that was originally one of the titles that we really thought of, or Just a Healthy Baby.
Yeah.
We thought of having.
Yep.
You know, there's, I think it just brings up so many, I don't know, emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
particularly, like we said in the first episode, particularly when that doesn't happen, then how does that feel? How does that language make you feel?
Yeah, that's right.
And I was listening to Oprah today
on
Super Soul, whatever it's called, podcast, and she said, when you don't know better, you can't be better.
Oh, so true.
So tell people things and then we can all be better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the line. I'll have to find it. I'm pretty sure. If you don't know better, then you can't be better.
Just got so much thumping around upstairs. I don't know what's going on up there. Anyway, that's... There's two boys up there.
There really is. We're okay.
Yeah. So I think I said this to you, Mandy, once before, but I probably did, I think I 100% said it in between my first and second children.
Oh, no. You haven't.
Because I had a boy and then I was pregnant.
Yep.
And then people are like, oh, do you want a girl? You must want a girl. Because for some reason people are obsessed with whatever gender you don't have.
Yeah, you've got to have it.
You really must want that.
Yeah.
And I remember I actually didn't really care.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, oh, I'll just be so nice and I'll just say, I just want a healthy baby.
Yeah.
And now I just think, oh, you know.
You were one of them.
I was. you know, I was an Italian back then.
You were. You were living in Italy.
Yeah. So I definitely said it. And I think I thought it was a nice thing to say.
Yeah. Well, I think, I think most people think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it, I suppose.
Well, it deflects from actually, I really do want a girl, but I don't want to say that because that makes me look funny.
I've got three girls, I want a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And so it gets people to be quiet, I think.
Yeah.
But on the other hand.
I just say when I was having my third and I didn't know and people would be like, oh, you know, you want a boy and I think my line was like I learned at kinder, you get what you get and you don't get upset. I think I just said that to people because I was like, what can I do? I don't know what the sex
is.
That's
better line.
It's a much better line.
Yeah.
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
And you don't get to choose the gender. So it's such a funny thing.
It is. But then as soon as I had people like, third girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm just thrilled to have this baby in my arms.
Yeah, that's right. And I think the minute you give birth, you're like, yep, this was the one I wanted.
Of course.
It's just all clicks in and.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know, you know, some people have, you know, they really want a certain gender and then it can be different. But I still think the minute that baby's born, you're like,
you love them.
I love this
of
baby.
Course.
So anyway, I thought, I wonder what the stats are, like how many people get a healthy baby.
Yeah, great.
And so I did a little bit of digging and I
got. On the laptop?
On the laptop, not on the phone.
Professional.
Very professional. Broadcasters, as your mum would say.
Oh, yes, broadcaster.
Yep. So this is from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, The House with No Steps, and ADHD
great.
Australia.
Oh, great.
There's heaps of information, actually, if you just go look.
Maybe I should look too.
And it said in 2009, which is a few years ago, 4 million people in Australia were reported as having a disability.
Ah.
That's a lot.
Out of what, 20
something?
Are we 26 million?
I don't know. 2009, it wouldn't have been quite that many, but yeah. And 290,000 of those were children.
Right.
So, but that's still a lot of children.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
You know? 35.9, so 36% of Australian households have a person with a disability.
Ah.
And this increases with age. So over the age of 65, 2 in 5 people have a disability.
Right.
So,
right.
Which is what I really think is so interesting about our obsession.
Well, totally
with,
in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have this obsession with healthy babies and perfection and
but
children
actually people
that do,
with disabilities are everywhere.
Everywhere. And we're all probably going to end up.
Yeah.
Well, we will if we live old enough
That's
being
right.
less able than
of
we
course.
Are now. So
of course.
You know, yeah, just, yeah, I don't know, it's made me think a lot about it. But, yeah. And so if you break the numbers down, every week 5 Australians sustain a spinal cord injury.
Ah.
I thought, yeah, so that's, it's not even sometimes you are born
healthy.
Yeah. And then, you know, 15 years later you go motorbike riding.
Of course.
Or, you know, so.
Accidents happen.
Yeah, they really
or
do.
Cancer yeah. or, you know, yeah.
Life changing. Every week, 10 to 15 Australians sustain a severe brain injury.
Right.
So that's a lot of people.
So an ABI, like an acquired brain injury. Yeah. Yep.
Every 13 hours, a child is born with cerebral palsy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's a high stat.
Yeah.
And it's a spectrum, like
yeah.
well, autism, you know.
I think all of these.
Yeah.
But still.
Yep.
Every.
That's a lot of brain injuries.
Yeah. And every person who's experienced that, their life has changed.
That's exactly right. I used to say mild is massive.
Yeah, it's all massive.
Because people be like, oh, mild, cerebral palsy. No.
No, it's still.
It's still massive.
It changes your life. Yeah. So, yeah. Yep. Approximately one in 1,100 babies are born each year with Down syndrome.
Right.
One in 20 Australians have ADHD. Ah. So that's 1.2 million.
One in 20.
Yeah. I did not realise it was high. Anywhere near that high.
I think that's high.
I think that encompasses ADD as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's really high.
Yeah.
Because it's silent, because it's yes. got so much stigma.
Yeah.
People do not talk about it.
No.
Like it's just
no.
it's not spoken about.
No.
Every 2 hours a child is diagnosed with an intellectual disability. That's a
2 hours.
Every 2 hours. Yeah. Oh. So that, yeah. One.
That's more than I would have thought.
Yeah, way more.
Yeah.
So, and I think these
they're
groups.
A hidden world too.
These groups are silent.
Very hidden.
These
and
people
silent.
Aren't going on Facebook. Guess what happened today?
No.
They're not.
I surely wasn't.
No, they're just.
It was just.
Home broken.
Yeah.
And.
Devastating.
Yeah, devastating. Yeah. And it might take years to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, really. Took
yeah.
me, taking me 14.
Yeah.
And that's probably. We're probably quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. I just. There's a whole lot of people out there. That are all affected by not being a healthy baby or a perfect
yes,
child,
really
whatever.
Is.
This would be interesting to you as well. One in six Australians are affected by a hearing loss.
Yeah.
So that's high.
That's high too.
Yep. 61% of children who have a disability are boys.
61% are boys.
Mm, I think that a lot more children that have autism
oh, yes.
are diagnosed.
Yes. Well, if you
are
look
boys.
At, if you look at the special schools,
yep.
it's high percentage of boys
right.
that I've observed.
Yeah.
And so. I remember getting there and they're like, oh, you've got a girl? Wow, everyone will be excited to meet you.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah, there is less girls.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, so that's really interesting
yeah.
too, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't know that till you're in that world and you're
no.
like, wow, this is really obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sensory and speech disability followed by intellectual disability are the most common disability types among
really?
Children.
Really?
Yeah. And then, of course, a lot of children have a lot more than one of the above.
They really do.
They get a whole package
yes,
deal.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, I thought, wow, there's a lot
yeah.
of people living with.
Yeah.
And so what happens to us when we hear someone say, I just want a healthy baby, does that, for me, it means my child isn't valuable.
Yeah.
I just don't want what you've got.
Yeah.
Which is a terrible
it's
thing.
Terrible.
You know, like.
It's terrible. And, you know, people will say to me, oh, you know, do you really feel like people pity you? But I,
oh,
of course.
People do pity.
People. And, you know, I knew people were thinking, thank God that's not me.
Oh, of course. And they, when they say things like, oh, you know, only special parents have special needs mm-hmm. children. And
no.
they're like, and that's not me. I am not that person.
Yeah.
That's
but
you.
But it's you.
Yeah.
So let's try and wrap that up in.
Yeah.
What is it? A sledgehammer wrapped in cellophane. Or something, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a big blow wrapped
big
in something
blow.
Soft.
Yeah, perfume steamroller.
Yeah,
here
perfume steamroller.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, and I think what we're saying or what we hear or what I hear is, oh, I only value perfect humans.
Yeah.
That's what I value. So that's what I want.
Or I am fine with other people that have disabilities. I'll
yes.
work with
yes.
them or
yeah,
I'll
be,
you know,
no,
I'll be really super kind to them, which is how I used to be.
Yeah.
But thank God they're not, that's not my family.
Yeah.
That's right. That's how
yeah.
I feel people must think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think they do think like that.
Yeah.
And I suppose.
Because I used to.
It's one of those things that until you're affected in even the slightest way, you don't understand.
No.
And I get that.
Yeah.
But I also think because all of these people are not represented in what we see.
No.
They're not on TV. No. They're not, you know, doing the pregame at the footy. They're not doing all this. We don't see them.
No.
So we can't value them.
Yeah.
Because we don't even know they're there.
Yeah.
They're hidden. Yeah. So.
And that's the age-old argument for special education.
Yeah.
We're putting everyone into, you know, hidden into a school. Mm. But, you know, that's a whole other topic too.
That's right.
That we will get into.
Yeah, that's right.
I found a blog this week and I'll just read it. I just thought, wow, this is exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's published by My House Full of Boys and it's on was on January the 6th, 2019. So the title is As Long as It's Healthy, Babies Who Are Not Born Healthy Are Still Beautiful. Healthy baby. Isn't that what we all want? It's a pretty typical to hear the question, do you want a boy or a girl? Mm-hmm. And respond with, it doesn't matter as long as the baby's healthy. But what if the baby isn't healthy? What if something, somewhere, somehow didn't form quite right? What if there's something missing, something extra, something scary, something that will result in months' worth of hospital stays or dozens of surgeries? What if that beautiful blessing will change your life in ways that you never could imagine? Yeah. What if you will cry tears that you never knew you had from deeper down than you have ever felt? That's me. What if instead of bringing home a beautiful baby to cuddle, you spend your discharge time scheduling therapy visits? Me too. If you don't have a healthy baby, I want to say this to you. Those babies born not healthy are still beautiful.
Yeah.
They are still precious. They can still be loved. They are still valuable, still a gift. You are their mum for a reason. They are not defective. Just different. They are not a burden, just a blessing in a way of their own. They may have a broken heart, but can also fill our heart with more love than we ever could imagine. They may brighten the days of many doctors, nurses, and therapists who are in their path.
Yep.
They may give hope to someone who is searching for their own miracle. They may love you more intensely, more selflessly, more genuinely than you have ever felt. Praying for healthy is great, but loving the not healthy is a blessing in and of itself.
Wow.
Isn't that really powerful? It is I found that powerful. I was like, wow, that's exactly how we feel.
Well, there's probably millions of people out there going,
yes.
This is us. I hate this phrase. Yeah. I hate, and I don't mean anything negative if anybody said it because I've said it.
Of course.
But I just think now we can change. Great.
Yeah. Great.
You know,
can't do better if we don't know better. Thanks, Oprah.
That's right. Thank you, Oprah. And we can't be what we can't see.
Yeah, that's
so,
right. Exactly.
You know, we will do better and we will be better.
Yeah.
You know, I think, imagine if I had said, I just really want a child who's kind.
Yeah.
That's what I really, and that is what I really want.
Yeah.
For all of my children, if I knew they were kind.
Thoughtful.
Yeah. I want a child who's welcoming. Not judgmental.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think we got them.
Yeah.
Now.
I think we do. It was forced on them.
Yes, it really was. Really was.
And, you know, what about a child that just makes you laugh all the time?
Yeah, the best.
It is the best.
Yeah.
And none of those things have to be, you don't have to be healthy to be any of those things.
No.
And, yeah, maybe we need to focus
I thought about that. I thought that comment of making nurses and doctors days and, you know, the amount of time we have spent in therapy. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, I'm sure, I mean, I've had therapists contact me over the years. How are you going? How are the girls?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
they
remember.
You too.
And I remember that as a worker working in with families.
Yeah.
Some people imprint on your heart.
Yeah, they do.
Even I saw yesterday my Molly's grade 4 teacher met up with her aide.
Okay.
And so they live far apart now.
Yeah.
And so I wrote on Facebook, well, maybe you could take her with you next time for a bit of a reunion. And they both said, yes, please. Aww. We would love to.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind.
Yeah. And I think maybe we remember, like they remember us and we remember them. We've spent so much time really telling them how we feel.
Yeah.
And actually what's going on.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, how can you not leave some sort of
imprint
on their lives too. So, and I know they see lots of people and we're not special.
No.
But, you know, I think you probably have. And they probably have really down days too.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. It's really heavy work.
Yeah.
Human suffering is not an easy job.
Not easy at all.
No. And so, you know, that's another topic too, talking about our work.
Yeah.
and how I couldn't really do it anymore.
No.
So,
Yeah, that is another topic. Yeah, it changes everything about you.
Yeah.
I think having children changes everything about you. And then having twins just ups that a little bit more.
Yep.
And then if you add a special need or a disability, it's a crazy roller coaster. That's it.
It really is. And actually, shout out to Arka again, number four. I'm going to do it every week. But she sent me a message. Let me find it.
Yeah.
So lovely. So supportive.
Oh.
So I'm just going
to. I don't know you, but you're amazing.
You have to meet her. You're going to love her. She just loves podcasts.
Good. Well, don't we all?
Well, yes, totally.
I love a podcast.
Oh, great episode again, Mandy. Pretty confronting in parts. No doubt people will find solace in recognising the feelings and the trauma. And I'm learning from it. And hilarious as well, the lollipop blood in the toilet. And I could picture you cracking up with Kim. Yeah, anyway.
Nice. Yeah.
Find solace in the trauma.
Yeah, I think it's a weird place to be, but it's also really refreshing to find someone who gets it.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh.
You just find your tribe. You know, once someone said that to me, I was like, yeah, I need to find my tribe.
Yeah, yeah.
And once I realised I was looking around school trying to find the other parents that had children with disabilities, and then I was like, okay, where can I find them?
Yeah.
And we were kind of the first people to come to our primary school with a physical disability for a while.
Yeah.
There'd been a child with spina bifida beforehand, but it had been quite a few years.
Yeah.
And so we turn up, twin girls, both with CP, boom, like spotlight.
Yeah, absolutely.
As you enter the school.
Yeah.
And supportive and tried their darndest.
Oh, of course,
they really
did.
Yeah. So, you know, it took a while for people to come or.
Yes.
And then eventually. All the therapists must have called, you know, told everyone, send your kids with CP to this school because there's already these girls there. And then it was like, boom, all these kids started arriving.
Yeah, yeah.
So I felt like I was the welcoming committee for the people with cerebral palsy. And some days I'm fine with that and some days I was like, I can't be your person.
Yeah, yeah. But you're very outgoing and friendly, so you probably would have ended up being their person anyway.
Probably.
You know, that's just who you – I mean, everyone, of course, has really shit down days, but, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I get on with
that. Person.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. So, yeah. We found an article about a month ago, actually, by The Guardian. We're not going to go into it for heaps and heaps, but it talks about IVF couples could soon be able to choose the smartest embryo. I can't even say it without laughing. No. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I know we're trying not to be judgmental, but I am judgmental.
Okay. Let us have it.
I just think, you know, what are we saying to society that we only want really, really, really clever children and who are we as parents that that's what we're requesting? Like I can't fathom. I know. There is research that if you have a higher IQ, you generally have, and this is a confronting thing for me to say, a better life, whatever that means.
Yeah.
But that's because you have money because you had a good job.
Yeah.
So you've got family, food, shelter, you might have a nice car, you might get to go on a holiday.
Yeah.
But if we recognize that we need diversity and everybody deserves a job and a nice,
warm
home, then we don't need to have a high IQ to have that.
No.
We just need to be more present.
Yeah.
And give more jobs to more people.
Yeah.
So I think that those stats would be skewed if we recognised everyone's talents and, I don't know, just had workplaces that had more diverse employees.
Of course.
You know, just so you can look it up. It's still in The Guardian. It has amazing. It's just amazing. I read it and just was blew my mind that this could even be.
I don't even know how they can do that.
No, I don't know. I don't know either. How do they know which embryo?
How do they know?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want you mucking around with my embryo. If I was doing IVF, I'd be like, do not touch those precious cells.
No. And fair enough if you've got something genetic that's not compatible with life.
Yes.
Like, you know, there are things that,
of course,
that are really big issues. And I get that.
We
and
get that.
I get IVF's been amazing and it's helped people have babies and all of that. But just, you know, thinking that there will be parents who, like he's saying, for some reason he singles out Singapore as a country
as a
that
culture.
People will flock to get this done. And I just think, wow.
Well, that can't, I mean, I haven't been there, but I've heard it's pretty intense kind of country, like rules.
Yeah, it's very, I mean, I was actually went there last year and I loved it. It was ordered, you felt safe.
Yeah.
You know, no graffiti, no chewing gum.
Yeah, really, it's
you
clean.
Know.
It's,
really, really easy to get around. Tiny, tiny country.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really small.
Yeah, okay.
But maybe it's also because it's a real hub because you can get there from all over the world quite easily. So maybe it's like we could set up here and then people could come from around the world.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I'm making that up. But yeah. So, but I suppose whenever I see something like that article, I just think, oh.
Thanks.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you value. And I suppose I look at myself and I think, I don't think my IQ is very high.
No, and you
would
know,
my mum choose me?
That's the thing, like when you go through IQ testing with your children.
Oh.
I mean, before that I didn't even know that was a thing really. I just thought if you had high IQ, you know, like geniuses, you would get tested. But otherwise, I mean, I don't know what mine is.
No, I don't know.
I don't know if I'm around 100. Who knows?
I don't know.
I'm no genius.
No.
That's for sure.
No.
But I would say that I have great some good people skills.
Yes.
I'm a well-rounded person, I think, generally.
Yeah, that's right.
But I certainly don't have a high IQ.
No,
that's for sure.
That's my friend.
Don't give me one of those tests. If you're driving at 70 kilometres an hour, and you know, my friends do it to me as a joke. So, Mandy, right? So
the train leaves the station.
No.
Don't.
No, can't do it.
Don't do it to me either.
Every time I say the answer, everyone goes, she cannot do it.
No.
No.
And so, yeah, I always wonder about, I understand that's the way we do the tests. I get it. It's easy. It's standardized. But does, like I am actually, oh, I'm quite good at creative writing.
Yeah.
Like back in my Christian days.
Oh, of course.
I wrote writing for Christian magazines. I did.
Did you?
Yes. And that's
what did you write?
Oh, Mandy, I've got whole things of magazine articles,
really?
Book reviews. Yeah. I wrote a lot and I did eulogies,
did
21st
you?
Speeches, wedding things. Yeah, that's how I funded. I was a stay-at-home mum and I wrote articles.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. I wrote a lot.
We need to put some of them up on Instagram.
Actually, oh no. I used to take my second daughter out for coffee and her middle name is the same as my first name.
Yeah.
And so I'd say coffee with Kate and Mummy Kate.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to just, I don't know, I was bored and I think I really invented the blog even though I didn't know it.
Oh,
this was years and years and years ago. And I would email it to my best friend, my husband, a couple of other people. And in the end, hundreds of people were on this list and they loved it.
Oh,
and
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So anyway, I know because it's past Kate. She doesn't really exist anymore.
Yes, I know. You just.
She's gone.
Old Mandy and new Mandy.
It's like new Kate doesn't do
I always say that.
So
I get a shock when people remind me of the past Mandy. Yeah. I was like, oh, you still think I'm like that?
I know.
I'm really not.
I know.
I'm
met
a totally
someone
different person.
Down the shops and they were like, oh, do you still write? And I was like, what? What?
Oh.
No, don't actually.
No.
So, yeah, but I don't know why. But anyway, I'm quite good at creative writing.
Yeah. So
and I know I am good at that.
If we measured that.
Yes.
Fantastic.
But if I've got to solve a puzzle.
No.
Useless.
Not happening.
No. So I just think who gets to say what smart is?
Yeah, well.
You know. And
governments.
I think people, don't they say smart is when you're really good at a skill, so you've learnt it. But
right.
But intelligence is when you're in a new situation. You can work out what to do. So.
Okay, well, that would make sense because if you think people with a mild intellectual disability, concrete thinking.
Yes, that's right.
So can't, not able to have abstract thinking.
Yeah.
So that's when it kind of things were starting to hit the fan around 8, 9.
Yes.
And teachers always, you know, would say that to me. Oh, grade 3, things kind of get really tricky.
Yep, yep.
And then I saw that happen.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's that moving to abstract thinking.
Yep. So
there you go.
Sort of.
Yeah, so I'm in China and I've got to do problem solve like I was in Australia.
Yes.
And how do I do it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So it's.
People
with
intellectual disability can't.
No, but lots of people can't.
Yeah.
Like people with really high IQs.
Yeah.
That's why they become, I don't know, surgeons or, you know, because they can think, oh, I could solve this way.
Yeah.
When no one's ever done it before.
Yeah.
Whereas most of us go, yep, I know how to put a Band-Aid. I put a Band-Aid on before. I've got Betadine.
Yep.
You know.
Off we go.
Yeah. And so we can, in our daily lives, we're fine.
Yeah.
And that's fine as well.
Yeah.
Like so, but. Yeah, I got a bit distracted there. But anyway.
That's okay. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. So
I want to see the next article about how they do it.
Yeah, so do I. Because how can they sell from 8 little cells which ones have got the high IQ?
Don't
obviously
know.
They look at them closer, but anyway.
Microscope, baby.
Maybe even more. what? When I read it, I was reminded that when my Buzz and Woody were in grade 6 and the teacher decided at the start of the year that everyone had to have these little plastic box folder things to put their homework in.
Yeah.
Right? And so she put them all on the tables and the kids couldn't make them.
Oh.
And so my boys went around and made everybody's little plastic boxes because the way their minds work, oh, that's easy. I can see it.
I can put it together.
It. Yeah. And they sort of, they didn't think anything of it, but she just said to me, you know, a few days later when they're trying to find something nice to say to you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
She's like, they really do that really, really well. Oh. And I was like, there you go. So
there you go.
Different IQs, but they can make something practical right there like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can't measure that.
No. Well, it's little engineers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So
you see those kids.
Yeah.
And they're just, yeah, they're looking at things and they're like, how does that work?
Yeah.
Turn that bit of Lego over.
Oh.
You know?
We don't have a pen in this house that's not pulled apart, let me tell you that.
Really?
Yes. But I see how it works.
How does it work?
How does it work? How does it work? No, you don't. Don't worry about putting it back together.
Oh,
boring.
Of course not.
So.
Oh, that is not my house.
No.
But I've seen it.
Well, it is definitely our house.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So, and I was thinking, like, what do I look for in a person? Like, am I drawn to intelligence? And I think I really am drawn to humour.
Me
like,
too.
I really like someone who can laugh.
Yeah.
And, you know, kindred spirits.
Yes, it's true.
You know.
I like to find a kindred spirit.
Yeah. And I think for me, usually people that I connect with really well have some pain.
Yeah, totally.
In their life.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is.
Well, I think you're starting, you know, searching for it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Or and sometimes I try to find it in people. I think, do you think that person's got some pain?
Yeah.
And I need to find it and then I can.
Yeah, find a connection.
Yeah.
More of a connection.
Yeah.
Or maybe it, like a friend of mine has been going through a really tough time, like a bad time. And another one of her friends, who's a really good friend, is being very flippant about it.
Right.
And she's a lovely person. And this friend of mine's like, why is she like that? And I said to her, don't think she's had any trauma.
That's
right. She can't relate. She just doesn't know what to say.
That's right.
So she's just.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
But, you know, I said to my friend, I know this is a shitty thing to say to you, but you're actually going to be so much kinder when something like this happens to somebody
else.
That's the
truth. Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I see it now.
Yeah.
And
eyes are open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe. Maybe we just see each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's a superpower.
It is a superpower.
And, yeah.
I remember when I joined a play group and this mum was in there. We were with our mother's group. We joined another mother's group. And I saw this mum and she had a little girl with her and I just thought something is going on.
Yep.
And I don't know how it came about, but then she said that she'd had a stillborn baby.
Wow, yeah.
And I was like, I knew it.
I knew. Yeah, you can feel it.
Yeah, you can feel it. Such grief. It's like
such
you can recognise grief now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I can.
Yeah.
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 In all its forms.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's so true. And I think then.
That's a gift.
It is a gift. I remember.
Can't measure that.
When I had my third, she was an emergency caesarean. Which was a bit of a shock for me at the time and I did actually cry a lot about it. Like I'd had two vaginal births and I just couldn't process this rushing off to theatre and anyway, not many of my friends cared. I mean, they don't have to care because it didn't happen to them and it's not really that big a deal, you know. But about a year later, a friend of mine had her second baby and had an emergency caesarean.
Yes.
And she rung me when she got home and she said, I'd have to say sorry to you.
Yeah.
I just disregarded what you said. I just thought as long as that baby's out, it's fine. And it is, that's true.
Yeah.
And she said, but now I realise the trauma that you went through was really real.
Yeah. She lived it.
Yep. And I thought, there you go.
Yeah.
Now we're not flippant about that, are we?
You know, that's right.
And it's not a big deal. Don't get me wrong. But at the time in my life, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
It took me a couple of weeks or months to fully get, that's what happened,
totally.
You know.
Yep.
So, yeah, I suppose that's, well, it was a good example to me of, oh, once you've lived it, you're different.
Yeah.
So.
No one's measuring that.
No one's measuring that.
No.
I don't know where that IQ test is.
Yeah.
Maybe the two P's can come up with one. Let's make a test, Mandy.
Yes. Darn it.
I love doing those quizzes. Yes.
Don't even get started on personality tests. I can't wait to do a podcast on that. Oh.
So, yeah.
Anyway. When I get stuck on something, I'm stuck on it for a while.
Yeah, me too. It's all or nothing.
Myers-Briggs, baby.
Yeah. Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and I don't know, and I know we really can't make a difference, just two people talking in a downstairs room of someone's house.
Yeah.
But I think – I just am becoming more and more overwhelmed with how much we need diversity.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want a boardroom full of middle-aged white guys.
No, we
don't
really
want that.
No.
And we don't want to go to the footy and only see male commentators, male players.
Not enough.
No, we're done.
Enough.
We are done.
Yeah.
Like, we've just got
fatigue. I don't even know how they think that we still want that.
No, we don't want
it. We don't.
And
I don't know. I know you like footy, but I don't anymore.
Yeah,
because I just think, I don't want to listen to bozo dickhead men.
I know.
Saying stupid shit.
And thank God, but they do.
I know they do. And I think, well, I used to like watching footy. I used to like watching sport. Then all this happened to me and I was like, this is just, this means nothing.
No, yeah, that's right.
I was really offended by all this stupid
stuff. Yeah, but I do get offended.
Yeah,
I was like. Years ago, I was like, I cannot watch that footy show.
No,
I can't have that in my home.
No.
Nah. I can't have white men telling me.
You used to like these things. I was no. That's the old Mandy.
It is.
Yeah.
And I think now I just see injustice everywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we want all diversity, like everybody to be to have a place and to be able to see something and do something and be a part of it. And actually I went to the footy about a month ago with a friend.
Yeah.
And he was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And he has limited mobility.
Yep.
So we got to where we sit and we sit in the goal zone because we're tragic fans. He wanted to sit with us and they said, oh, the wheelchair spot's over there.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, no, he can walk down. I'll just leave his wheelchair here. And they said, no, you can't leave a wheelchair sitting there. And I said, what do you mean? I said, it's not in anyone's way. Oh, it's a tripping hazard. I said, oh, okay, fine. I said, you know, you go sit down. I'll sort this out. This is not his problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I said to the lady, well, where does it have to go? And the whole way, the furthest point I could have had to walk, the game's about to start. And she said, well, why can't he just sit over there? That's a wheelchair spot.
He doesn't want to sit there on his own.
I said, because we're all here.
That's
this is his friends and family. We all want to be here in the goal zone.
That's right.
And he said to me later, oh, people think that if you're in a wheelchair, you shouldn't be able to walk.
Yeah.
Like he said, they get annoyed when you stand up. He's like, it's like a rule.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So once you're in the chair, do not move.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, and then I was just realized there's no rails to get down to the seats. And anyway, I got enraged. And I am still going to write to Marvel Stadium and tell them that they need to have more than one cloakroom.
Yep.
Because it's just too far to have to walk.
Of course.
But I thought, because we don't see that. They don't see people doing that. No, you go, well, fuck that. I'm not going. Can't sit with my family.
Nah.
I don't care.
No. Nah.
So I think.
So you give up.
Yeah, that's right. So I will do my little part. And because I said, I'm not happy about this. And they said, feel free to email in, ma'am.
Well, good. Go for it.
Yeah, I will. I will email in because. Everybody deserves to be able to be there and experience it together. And
the thing is, the planning for those kind of things happens way back at home.
Yeah, way back at home.
You know, we've got to, what time are we leaving? We've got to get out to the car.
Yeah.
We've got to then pack our wheelchair back in the car. Like it's.
Yeah. It's a long.
It's monumental planning.
It is.
So by the time you even get there.
Yeah.
You're like, shit.
And then I thought.
I can't even get in.
What would have happened if it was just him and his son. They'd have had to go and not. They would have had to go just, and sit somewhere
else.
They
wouldn't else. Have gone, Kate. Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, that's why there isn't diversity. It's too hard.
It's too hard. Yeah. So yeah,
places are too hard to access.
Yeah, and And then my daughter, who is an occupational therapist, she's like, one of these areas should have a ramp. These chairs are movable. Why can't they just move them over? She's like, it's so easy.
I know.
I was like, yeah, because no one's demanding it.
No.
Because it's one little voice and another little voice. And we're all just, oh, well, who am I to
complain? So there'll be no voices if this article.
There'll be no voices.
There'll be no voices. It'll be everyone.
Well, until they get an acquired brain injury, until this super bright teenage boy takes a risk and jumps into a pool on the shallow end, and then bam, what happens then?
Yeah,
you know,
can we go back and sue the IVF people and say these brains
they took
meant
risks?
To be, they weren't meant to.
Someone drunk driver drove into my car. Life isn't fair, and you know, it's just insanity to try and put a perfect IVF embryo. Yes. What happens if they're born at 31 weeks.
Yeah, before 35 weeks.
Yeah, and their brain isn't, you know. Oh, now they want them. No, 39 weeks we want, or 40 weeks. Yes.
Yeah, but that article last week was like the brain.
That was at two-thirds of the brain at 35 weeks still. So, yeah.
Yeah, can you guarantee that?
No, nothing. No. There are no guarantees.
No.
But I suppose, well, actually what we can be guaranteed is there will always be people with different intelligences, abilities, appearances.
Yeah.
And the more we see and respect that, the better it'll be, and that for us it'll just be easier.
Yeah.
Because people won't say, I want a healthy baby.
Yeah.
They'll just say, oh, I just really hope this baby gets to term.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you get what you get.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You get what you get and you don't get upset. That's what I said. It's a great line for four-year-olds. It's a great line for 40-year-olds.
It's great. Look, I say it at work all the time because we do furniture staging, so we'll put furniture in a house.
Yeah.
And some very prue or trude will come and go, oh, I really like that print, but I just think over there maybe we could have had a plant.
And
then when they walk out, the boys look at me and I go, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
It is a great line.
It's applicable in so
it really is. Dinner.
Yep.
I don't know. Your teacher for the year.
Yes.
Oh, there's hundreds. Your husband.
Except for Coke Zero. Someone gives me Coke Zero when I want a Diet Coke, I do get a bit upset.
Yeah, and I don't want Diet Coke.
No.
Yeah.
Well, tonight she just shunned my Diet Coke and took a Sprite.
No, don't want that.
No, not into it. So anyway, what I was thinking this week as well was, and I was talking to my daughter about it, I think, not that there's a gift, but a reward or something of having more diversity in your home is that you learn to be more less judgmental. Like you really, and you'll see things and be less curious.
Totally.
You'll see someone and think, oh, I don't really care why they have got tattoos all over their neck. I don't care why that person looks like they're walking into a shop that doesn't suit that. Like I just don't care.
No,
let's just live and let live.
Yep, that's right.
And
yeah, and that's a wonderful gift for our other kids.
Yeah,
to grow up like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was saying how when you get into an Uber, which is what you do a lot when you're 23, Uber drivers hate it, especially if they're not born in Australia, when you say, where are you from?
Oh.
They really hate it and they'll tell you. I'm like, because people don't say to me,
where
are you from?
No, they really don't.
Unless they're from South Yarra. You know, we don't care.
No.
And so she said, I'm just really aware of it. So I just ask lots of other questions. And she said,
good on her.
Often they'll have a big conversation. They'll tell you, I was studying in this country and then I chose to come here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she said, and you can actually choose to not care. She goes, I don't care now.
Of course
not. Like, well, if that upset them, why would I ask them?
Yeah, that's right.
And I think,
we're always learning, aren't we?
Always.
About differences.
Yeah.
That aren't everywhere.
Yeah. And I think just, if we don't care, you know, I don't care. Whatever you look like, that's fine. Whatever I look like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Then the world will be such a better place.
It really will.
I mean, that's a big goal.
Here we go, Kate. Come on.
Come on.
Let's change the world.
Let's change the world one podcast at a time.
Heal the world. Make it a better place. Well, Michael Jackson, we might not want to.
No, maybe not Michael.
Maybe cut that out.
He needed to probably look at that man in the mirror.
He He did need to look in the mirror. Oh, devastating.
Oh.
I loved him so much.
Did you watch that documentary?
Yes.
Oh, goodness me.
And then I was like, I can't.
No.
I can't go back.
No. And I have heard him way less.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah,
or
the supermarkets.
Yeah.
And I've had friends like, I can't watch it because I love him.
Same. I'm like, you can't say that.
You've still got to know what he did.
You don't get that choice.
No.
He was a talented musician.
Totally.
But terrible human, flawed human being.
Yeah.
Really destroyed people's lives.
Really did.
So anyway.
And anyway, when he started going white.
Yes.
It really did. I remember thinking.
There was a lot, and that nose just got smaller and smaller.
I was thinking.
There's a mental illness or something that's really affecting him.
Yeah.
And no one's saying, do you
Why
need help?
Why isn't anyone? Why
yeah,
didn't
someone
people?
Needed to help him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, well, I suppose they're untouchable because they're superstars. He's a superstar.
Yeah, he was.
But, yeah, that documentary,
oh,
far out.
It
just stayed
God.
With me.
Me too.
I couldn't stop thinking
and
about
the,
it.
And the boy was from Australia.
Yeah.
I was like,
I know.
What are the chances
How did
of
I
that?
Not even know about that?
No, I never knew he was Australian.
No.
You hear the mum, she's like, oh, yeah, he came to Brisbane.
I know. You're like, oh, yeah, I recognise that. I've
heard that accent before. Anyway, off the topic.
Off the topic, but, yeah, anyway, I don't know. So.
Well. Let us know what you think about the Guardian article.
Yeah.
And whether you think.
We should say just a healthy baby. I just
want
a healthy
baby. That's right. Yeah. Has that made you think since listening to us?
Yeah.
Have you heard it lately?
Yeah. Have you said it? And then have you had a not healthy baby and thought about the implications of saying it? And yeah, because I think it's.
Well, how have you felt when people have said that? For me, it's like a physical reaction in my gut.
Yeah.
It's like a stabbing.
Yeah.
You know, but your face has got to betray nothing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a very, very, very occasionally people will get to hear the truth, won't they?
Yeah.
Like people will say something and you'll just turn around and.
Some days.
Yeah. And they will find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But most of the time.
It's polite.
Yeah.
And look, I say this, well, I probably say it to myself, you know, I feel like I have to be gracious all the time.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, I'm going to this place today, right? It's going to be a day full of grace. Just as in just be listening, just be cheering people on, just be, you know, I feel like I have to practice that word a lot.
And I think sometimes, you know, when you're going somewhere like a family reunion or somewhere where people expect your children to be, I'm going to say better, but I don't mean that, but better than what they are or more capable than what they are or better behaved.
Yep.
And the contingencies you've come up with in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
This is what we're going to do. I'm going to bring these snacks.
Yep.
I'm going to have this. I'll get an iPad for when it gets too much.
Yep.
I'm going to, this is going to be my
portable DVD players back in the day.
Yeah. If I have to leave, this is my story.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
How much am I going to tell people today?
Yeah.
When they ask how we're going, are we going to tell the truth?
Yeah.
It's just so exhausting before you've left the house.
Yeah. It's like getting ready for
And mine's tiny. I don't have I don't have huge, huge issues that I'm dealing with on a daily basis, but it's still just,
You still know what that walking the 1,000 miles in your head is like.
Oh, yeah. And then just the If you do this, if you just sit there just for half an hour, I will
just give you this, and this.
Which is ridiculous, but I don't want people to not love them.
Of course.
You know? But.
Of course.
Anyway, that's
I feel like my family have fully embraced.
Oh, yeah.
Your family, your immediate family.
Yeah. But occasionally, and it's very rare now, we meet up with people that we haven't known for a long time.
Yeah.
I remember we had this couple over. This was years ago and they were very big in our church life and they're not – they've still been lovely, good friends, but we don't see them much. Because when you go to church, you see people every week.
Every week.
You don't have to make an effort to be friends.
No. It's a small talk central.
It really is.
Sounds like, you know, the things I learned in that foyer. I can small talk like the best of them. And he's like, I can get away from the tricky people. Oh, I've just got to go over there, see that person.
There's a lot to be said.
There is a lot to be said.
Small talk, foyer talk.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
Well, we had these people over and we had set, I'd set the table beautifully. I love setting the table nicely.
Oh, my gosh.
It's one of the things I really like to do it.
Yep.
And I can't believe this happened. Like Buzz just saw down the other end of the table a thing of juice and he just got up and ran down the whole table in front of everybody. grabbed the juice and then just ran back to his seat. And it was like nothing had happened. And you could see just the shock on their face. And she just turned to her husband and said, "Don't we thank God every day for," insert child's name, their little boy's name. And I just thought, get out of my house.
Yeah.
Get out of my house.
Yeah.
I know it's confronting. It was a confronting thing to see, but you could have just laughed.
I would have laughed.
I just.
Instead of then turning around, oh, lucky us.
Lucky
we
us.
We don't have to deal
literally,
with this.
Right to my face. Yes. We thank God that's not our child.
Wow. You can't get better than that.
No, you can't really.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Anyway, there are a few reasons why I don't go to church.
Yeah, there's a
No, they're good people. Don't get me wrong.
No,
They are really, really good people. But
yeah, lots of their friends. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know how I started talking about that either.
That's okay. That's okay.
So, did you have anything that made you sad this week, Mandy?
My littlest daughter was just turned 8, and I feel like it's this moving to the abstract thinking.
Yes.
So really talking a lot about how hard her life is and in relation to her sisters and how other people don't understand and none of her friends have siblings with disabilities.
No.
And so, just having to listen to that. And I thought, I remember Millie, the twin, saying that stuff.
Yes.
And so then I was like, I have to go through all this again. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. And just feeling so tired already before she even opened her mouth, thinking I've got to do all this again.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to support her.
Yeah.
And also her sister.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And, they're her feelings. So.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm getting better and better at just saying, tell me how it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can sit with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'll go in the shower and have a cry about it.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
Yeah, I think shower, I have a big cry in the shower. Best. It's the best. It's the only place to cry as a mum.
Yeah, and then it's all just wiped away.
Yeah, it is. Yep. And then you can look red anyway.
Yeah.
The shower is hot.
Yeah. I've got Irish skin. I always look red after the shower. So.
Just a big howl in the shower so many times. So I did that this week and just that, okay.
Well,
come
it's
on.
Her realization.
Yeah.
And that makes you go back through how you felt when you realized it.
That's
and
right. then you
but she's probably,
and she feels alone at school.
Well, it is alone.
She realizes that other people aren't dealing with some of the things we are.
No.
Yeah.
Even my daughter who's 18, she'll come home from school and she'll say, I went to Santo's house. Her sister's nonverbal, Mum. And it's like this, and she'll tell me all about the sister and how amazing this is what they do and this is her school, and she's really connected to that.
Yes.
And, I just think,
they've got to find their people too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I was trying to say because she has got a little friend with a brother, but she didn't. She couldn't really
see
that. Wait.
She's 8, not 18.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
so just trying to meet her where she's at.
Yeah.
And I had a massive week of work, so I was just a bit like, I'm tired.
You had a big week.
Yeah, I did, which was really exciting, but it was a lot to juggle.
Every night teaching people how to get their babies to sleep.
Yeah, so it was fabulous, but when it rains, it pours. Yes,
and it's tiring.
And the thing that made me laugh was today, oh, my gosh. So Molly, who's at the special school, she's in year 8. And they've just put out a kids' newsletter. So it was really cute. So they were, just talking about music that they like and if you want, there's the tickets to go here and the things you could do in the holidays. It was written by the students.
Yeah, how great.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So the one that made me laugh was meet a staff member. And so they were interviewing one of the teachers.
Yep.
And so it says, "Hi, Dan, we're making a student magazine. So can we interview you?" "Yes." "Number one, are you born crazy or did you become crazy?" And the answer was,
that should be the first question we ask people on here.
Okay, are you born crazy or did you become crazy, right? And he said, "I wasn't born crazy, but I've been working towards it my whole life. Working here definitely helps." I just thought that was so funny.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, I mean, these schools, they surprise you sometimes.
Yeah.
And, great initiatives.
Yes.
And then my daughter couldn't wait to read her newsletter written by her people.
Of course.
Yeah. So how fabulous. And I was like, well, look at some of the things that you could do on the holidays and there's a link. All great stuff.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
That really made me laugh today.
And did it also make a difference in your life?
Well, no, I don't know what made a difference
in her life.
Well, it did because she's like she can be proud of her school.
Yeah.
And I think I am sometimes to the detriment, sometimes putting the school down. And so I've had to – I've really working on that to try and really pump her up and say what a fabulous place it is. And then when I find the nuggets of fabulousness, I think, wow, great.
Yeah.
Well, I loved reading – like the school that I went to, our newsletter was called – the book was called Myella.
Oh.
Which I wonder if
fancy name.
I don't even know
the
what
biblical
that means.
Name.
Is it? I don't know. Might have been because it was a biblical school. I'll have to find out what
Google
it meant.
It.
Yeah.
Myella.
M-Y-A-L-L-A. But I loved reading it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And going, oh.
Well, that was fun. She.
Yeah.
She was happy.
Yeah. Does it mean anything?
It's a town.
It's a town. I don't know. Anyway. I went there for 6 years, never ever questioned what that meant, but there you go.
Oh, well. So something that made a difference this week. I was listening to a podcast.
Yep,
oh,
always.
Geez, that made me laugh. it's called The Armchair Expert with Dax Shepherd. So he's married to Anna.
He's hilarious.
Oh, hilarious.
He's married to Anna.
Yeah.
That's not her name.
I know, but you know Anna from Frozen. I always forget her name.
Is it Kristen Bell?
Yes. And he was interviewing Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Elaine.
I love her.
Oh, my gosh. I laughed and laughed and
laughed.
Okay,
I'll listen.
So listen to that.
Yeah, she put it up on her Insta, because I follow her. She's like, I did this. So
I
was like,
I must
do that.
They were really funny together.
Yeah.
And, so I just really love listening to him because he's frank and he talks about his drug addictions and going to AA. And
he's a funny
Funny. And I watched Parenthood a little bit, but I wouldn't say that I was a diehard fan of it. But
no.
I think I would like it if I went back and watched it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't know him really other than being married to her.
Yeah.
So I love that podcast.
I've heard really good things about it.
It's funny and it's you learn stuff and
Awesome.
And he's frank. He's just like,
that's what you want.
You know, in AA. And he just talks about it all the time.
Well, it's a huge part of his life.
Yeah, it's a huge part of his life. So that's fascinating to me to hear about a world that I'm not in.
Yeah, yeah.
So yet, I'm not there yet. I don't know. Shouldn't joke. But anyway, that's me.
You never know. So what made me sad this week actually was – at the football, and not because of the atrocious way that St Kilda played.
Oh.
I don't really care about that. I'm just like, oh, well.
You're used to it.
It's not me. I am so used to it.
Sorry to say.
And someone said to me, oh, you must be disappointed. I said, why? I didn't do it.
Oh, yeah, well, true.
I just go there and cheer, and I go home.
Good on you.
So, but they had this video that played at the start. You can look it on St Kilda Facebook if you really want to. I won't shove that down your neck. But it was about multiculturalism in sport.
Right.
And they have these multicultural ambassadors that were born in different countries that didn't know about football but have come to love football. And then they had them as the guard of honour when the footballers were running out. But they
This is AFL.
Sorry, yeah,
we
AFL, Australian football, Australian league, Australian football
Rule?
League.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a big Melbourne thing.
It really is a big Melbourne
thing.
Yeah,
and
thing.
I apologise. If you're not into it, it's annoying. But there was this one man – and he was so amazing, and he said, regardless of whoever you are, whatever your ability or disability, your culture, your background, you can be involved in a welcoming club or involved in a welcoming game, which is AFL. It includes everyone, regardless of who you are. And I just cried because I thought, well, I'm here with my family. There's another family that just sits near me that has a child with an intellectual disability, and there's another guy that we love near the cheer squad, and he has an intellectual disability. His mum drops him off. He brings his lunch all cut up in a little thing. And I thought,
it belongs
right here in this tiny pocket. And I know I just did say they didn't have wheelchair parking, but we all did belong. And I haven't seen horrible stuff. I haven't seen all that stuff that they talk about in the media. But I thought, oh, the fact that they're saying that on a big screen will make people who don't think like that think, oh, yeah. Because I think there is a lot of racism.
Of course.
And then these are all these people saying, I don't feel that.
Yeah.
Which they probably do. But it just made me, I don't know, I just felt, I cried because I thought, please, let's have
get
more
there.
People.
Hurry up.
Yes, hurry up.
I think that is one thing I've observed in football clubs is in those cheer squads. There is all sorts.
All sorts.
And so, you know.
It's worse than the foyer at church, I'll tell you that.
So, you know, I think they do that well.
Yeah, they do.
You know, that people have – everyone wants somewhere to belong.
Yeah.
If that's my wish for my daughter, just to have somewhere that she belongs as an adult.
Yep.
you know,
go along
that's
every
in the
week.
Essendon cheer squad, I'll be happy.
Yeah,
that's I doubt right. it.
Yeah, but
she doesn't care about footy. But you don't know.
No, you don't like, know. You don't know. So, the thing that made a difference in my life this week was my brother, who is an extremely active outdoorsy person,
yes.
who will never listen to this podcast because there's no way he's sitting down no. listening to people talking.
He could run and listen to it.
He could not. Nah, nah. Music.
No. Nah.
And he just listens to me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He hears me talk anyway. But he messaged me on Saturday and said, should we all go for a ride in the morning? So behind our house there's a creek.
Yeah.
And it goes, you can ride for 20 kilometres.
Yes, you really can.
And by all of us, he did not mean me because I don't own a bike.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Yes, you all can.
Yes,
goodbye.
I know.
So, I'll just stay in bed and read a book.
Yes. So they all went and my husband ended up going and him and his wife and their two boys and my two boys and they were gone for an hour and a half.
Awesome.
Having so much fun. Great. They just come home all pepped up and we beat this person. And,
I
you
live
know,
with the cyclist.
Yeah. Just.
Yes.
And I made a cake.
Oh, so had I had some time.
Yeah, and everyone ate it.
Oh.
And it just, I don't know, people helping your load just makes a huge difference.
Oh, anyone that takes my daughter
in
for half an hour, I am so thankful.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of people that will.
No, there's not.
So,
yeah. There's really.
I could cry about that.
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, well, we do.
We do.
And so this brother of mine, for his lunatic bogan ways. Is
he
amazing.
Made a difference.
He makes a difference in their life. Yeah. He really does.
He's a present uncle.
He really is.
Yeah.
So
really good.
Yeah, yeah. That was nice. And then the thing that made me laugh was the boys were saying, we've got a science test. We can't remember any of the things. And I was like, oh.
Well, here we go.
My daughter's like, have you got a book about it? Yeah. She's like, well, have you got it at home? No, no. Like, no, of course not.
Of course not.
Why? Bring it home.
Oh.
And then you've got to remember to take it back. And
No,
anyway, so she's like, well, what have you been learning? And they're like, it's all about space. She's like, oh, well, do you know the order of the planets?
Ah, I'm like, good question.
No way.
No.
Anyway, and so then Buzz is like, Mercury, huge pause. Venus, huge pause. Earth, Mars, Jupiter, like big pauses. Saturn, Uranus, and Pluto. And I'm like, not Pluto. Pluto's not a planet. Can't be Pluto. He's like, oh, I think it is Pluto. And we're like, it's not Pluto. And
I'm
then.
Thinking, hang on, what is it?
Yeah, it is. I know. I had to Google it. It's Neptune.
Oh.
So, and then he's like, well, I think it is because the way they taught us to learn it was my very excellent mate just served us pizza. Oh. And I'm like, no.
Wow.
And then. Woody's on the couch. He's like, no, 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 it's not pizza. No, 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 it's tacos.
Oh.
What planet starts with tacos? And I'm like, no planet starts with tacos. No. And then it's just silence while I'm like, what could it be? And then he just stands up on the couch and goes, nachos. Oh. It's Neptune.
Nachos.
And we just laugh for a long time.
Oh.
And I know they're going to write pizza.
In
test.
Yeah.
Oh, but anyway,
how cute.
I was like, wow, I didn't know that little rhyme.
No.
So there you go. But
teachers
it's not,
coming up with great things.
Not pizza.
No.
But obviously, for some reason, it was pizza for them. So that made
me
laugh.
Well, on the mould topic, because we had the bread mould thing and we didn't want to eat bread.
How's that
going? So it's still going.
Good.
And
yeah,
then
great.
I said to her one morning, we had no bread.
Yep.
She didn't care. Like no cereal, nothing. And I said, all right, well, I can make scrambled eggs. I know you like that.
Yeah.
Mold on the eggs.
No, there's
no mold on
no,
the eggs.
No, there's
right?
not. No.
Okay, so I'll let you know. We'll crack it. We'll have a smell of it. This is all, you know, at 7:02
I know, yeah.
To get ready before the bus. But let's just check there's no mold on the eggs. Thanks, science teacher.
Yes,
oh,
thanks.
My gosh. Oh.
You'll have to get a bread maker.
Yeah, maybe. We'll
and
make our
make
own.
Bread and eat it straight away.
Honestly. Anyway.
Well, that's funny, Mandy. That's it. That's the end. We'll be back next week.
We will. And enjoy our little outro song.
Yeah.
And thanks
you,
for listening.
Yeah, thanks and, for listening. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thanks for coming
and listening
back.
Listening again. It means so much.
So we're going to split the episodes up. So we will talk about the rest of our special care nursery next week or something.
Yeah,
and then we'll just do other topics throughout that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got hundreds of things to talk about. So.
And, yeah, we'll get people in.
Yeah.
And if something pops up in the media, we'll probably talk about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.